Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Hey, Salatembeni, my family. Look, if you're joining us on any other platform, we are still live on 082-657-2729. What's up, Petra? Thank you so much to somebody joining us via the SMS line and saying, I'd like to donate to Radio Pulpit 200 rands every month. Oh, man, look at God this afternoon, my family. We are live on 012-334-1322. That is the studio line. We are also available this afternoon, my family, on the WhatsApp line, which is 082-657-2729. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, Advocate Molly joins us on the line.
There is radio and radio, and then there's 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
No hassles, no frills. It just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Mama wethu sintanda kakhulu, thank you so much for braving your health this afternoon and joining us anyway. You're welcome.
Hi, Ayanda, my darling. How are you? Are you good?
Ah, you know, see, we are together, Mama. We are absolutely together this afternoon. I'm just super excited that you could make it this afternoon. We really thank God for your life, Mama. We thank God, Nyani, for Rubombako. Bless you so much. Okay. So the family is live on the Zoom platform. Welcome, family. Hello, hello. You know, I was actually arranged to get myself videoed. But anyway, that's okay. So if you can get your video on, hello, hello, hello. Shall we do the hello, open mic and hello, hello, Ntate Rasotla, Rasotla, Askisi. Hi, hello, sis Antoinette. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi,
sis Odelia. Hi, sis Penny. Hello there. Hi. We're so glad you could join us. Hi, Putinyiko. I see your videos are on. Thank you so much. Advocate. Yes, let's come back to you, Mama. You're most welcome. Your people are live on the Zoom platform. We are live here on Radio Pulpit. And so we come back to continue with our conversation from last week, just looking at the structure of marriage legislation here in South Africa. Let me just give you an open platform to continue with the discussion from last week, just explaining to us the different types of marriage contracts under customary law as well as under the civil union.
Yes. Thank you so much, Penny. Let me greet the listener.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just so happy, you know, at times we criticize the pandemic and whatever, but it is good that we are now on a Zoom platform.
Yes.
We have extended the listenership of Radio Pulpit. I still remember when I was still in the management board of Radio Pulpit, then, you know, the radius was only up to Gauteng. You understand? The transmitters were not, they were not so audible to go into other provinces. But it's good now that the listenership has actually extended. And I'm happy. You know, you were reading Penny. Penny is listening to us from Cape Town.
Oh, nice. Are you kidding me? Isn't that amazing? Oh, Sis Penny, yes. That's amazing.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Advocate. You know what? Actually, that just reminded me, for whatever reason, that just reminded me of something. You know, before we get into the actual legalities of marriage, Advocate, you have authored an incredible book that looks at something that I feel has been forgotten, you know, in the whole journey of marriage, right? Most of the time, we already, you know, when we get married, okay, we are just falling. It's like, hey, we've been waiting for so long. It doesn't matter. We skip stages, you know, and we just want to say, I do. Talk to us about the godly journey of choosing, of confirming, of the journey between the confirmation and the altar. Talk to us about that, Mama. What should that look like for a Christian?
Yes. You know what, Penny? I always advise people to undergo premarital counseling before they get to to marry a person. Because I'm trying to advise the church leaders, the pastors, you know, the five-fold ministries, and see, we need, as church leaders, we need to take our people through premarital counseling. Ayanda, I always insist when I conduct premarital counseling for a couple that is going to marry to say, let us be mindful of the fact that these people are not going to stay in heaven. They are going to stay here and on earth.
Mm.
And it is not always about, I love him, he loves me, and whatever, and all the lovey-dovey games and songs and joy and whatever. There are challenges, which in that book I am calling marriage potholes.
Marriage potholes. Just very quickly, advocate, what are some of the major, let's talk about three major potholes that couples are likely to go through, whether they've gone through premarital counseling or not, but that are likely to navigate a lot better when they've gone through premarital counseling. What are those three?
Okay. Do you know the person that you are marrying now?
Hmm.
Because people get in love through WhatsApp and whatever, Facebook, you name it, virtual, online and whatever. And only when they are now about to get married, they realize, I don't know this person. And there are some things that you would actually even come to realize when you are in a marriage, because people do not want to talk about issues before they get into the marriage. Do you know where this person is coming from? If ever he or she was married to somebody else, and what is happening right now in their situation? Are they divorced? Have they lost a spouse? What was the cause, and so on? And then when you come to marry this person without actually indulging into premarital counseling, and only to find that you observe things while you are already in the marriage, and if you have now to realize them, you are already in there, and what does it involve? In order for you to go out, it is going to involve divorce. It's dissolution of the marriage. It is family. It is maintenance of children. It is custody. It is all this. All these are stemming from the root of, do you know this person? That is the first one. The second one, financial aspects. Financial aspects are breaking down marriages left, right, and center. You would get married, and within 2-3 months, you realize, I have married a person whose name is I shall never wear. And he is thinking, or she is thinking, he or she is married to a jackpot. And he or she wants to catch you.
Yeah.
He or she wants to catch you. You understand? The third one, as you said, just three. The third one, Mina, I am a Christian, and I'm talking the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, Mama. Amen.
Come midnight, I want to wake up at midnight and pray. Omunye ufuna ukushaya good.
Yes, conjugal rights. Yes, conjugal rights. Intimacy in marriage.
Yeah, and you know, I'm talking here now, Ayanda, about the ritual aspect. Because this one is calling the name of Jesus Christ. Omnia ubizamadro. And wake up in the middle of the night. Minamanke hallelujah. Omnia ubizamadro. And I'm telling you now, it's two kingdoms fighting in the same house.
Sure. So you summarize these three, Mama, as first of all, do you know this person? Secondly, do you know the extent of their financial situation? And number three, do you know to which God they pray, essentially?
Yes.
And if I'm hearing you correctly, premarital counseling then provides an opportunity for us to be able to have conversations with our future spouses in the presence of someone who can ask questions that we won't be able to ask. Technically.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
So
okay.
That will open up. I always say that the first most important element that I require when you come to me for premarital counseling is that there must be transparency and openness. Honesty. More hide and seek. When you want to get married, the first important thing is that you must know. No more hide and seek. We are going to be open and transparent. I want to know you. You want to know me. And that's it. If there is still an opportunity that you are thinking about, you know, secret agendas, then you are not ready to marry.
Wow. You know, somebody once said to me a while back that, you know, as a child of God, you must never marry someone who fears nothing and is accountable to no one.
You understand?
Sure. Yeah, no, we're talking all things marriage this afternoon, my family. We are building strong families and we will not back down because the timing, we are in the fullness of time. You know, one of the things that we must realize that these conversations are not sentimental, Bazalwane. They are not sentimental. We are having these conversations because we are very aware of what the Lord is doing. And when the Lord begins to do a work of restoration and ushers in revival, He needs to find as foundations in place. When foundations are broken, the Bible says, what can the righteous do? And the work that we are doing is bringing to light information and knowledge so that we are fully capacitated and empowered in our marital affairs. It's Radio Pulpit, 8 minutes before the top of the hour. Let's come to the matter of the day, Mama. We'll come back and find out where we can find the book, The Different Contracts in Marriage.
Yes. The different contracts in marriage, Ayanda, now I'm taking Penny, Ayanda, the different types of contracts. Number one, we as black people, from days immemorial, we were used to the fact that when we get married, we go to home affairs and we are going to get married in community of property because the law was prescribing that we marry in community of property. Mm. So reasons being that women, most women from our black cultural backgrounds, they were not employed, not educated, not working, not having an income. Therefore, it was actually meant as a safety valve so that should this woman get divorced, at least they know that they are going to have 50% of the estate coming from the husband. Hmm. But now things have changed. Women are employed, they are educated, they have their own professions. Mm. Then we can also even marry out of community of property. Am I still audible, Ayanda?
Absolutely, Mama, with you right here, with you.
So then, you will understand that the first marriage is the marriage in community of property.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which I am advising people now.
Mm.
Never, never choose that kind of a marriage.
Aibo, Mama, you teaser. You don't know what you've just done. You don't know what you've just done to my religion.
Thank you that you are mentioning that, Ayanda. That is why I'm saying, and I'm happy that we are having the church leaders here.
Yes.
Because our fivefold ministry leaders would always advise people to marry in community of property because they have actually been educated and trained and groomed within that sphere, and you find that they are not exposed to some other marriage out of community of property, and the reason being why. Most of them are still thinking that there are two systems. That is marriage in community of property and out of community of property. And yes, they understood the fact that there were no benefits for marriages out of community of property. But now, there are other forms of contracts that are better than in community and out of community. Because then, let me go to the characteristics and advantages and disadvantages.
I'll tell you what I'd like to do, Mamane. I suppose we're probably going to deal with contract by contract today. I just want to bring in the audience on Zoom just to find out. Family, am I the only one that's shocked that advocate is advising against in community. You know, am I the only one whose religion has just been shaken right now? And look, I appreciate that information, but I just wanted to give you an opportunity to comment and to share your views. What is your understanding? You know, traditionally, please just raise your hand if you'd like to share. We are available. Open up your microphone. Anybody going once, going twice, come on, going thrice. Hello, Adam. Is that a comment coming through?
No,
sir.
There's no comment.
Okay, yeah. Sir. Good afternoon to you. Sis Penny, is that a comment coming through, ma'am?
Yes.
Absolutely. Let's hear you.
Right. I am in agreement with what Mama Molly is advising. I think if we were to go back to what she said regarding premarital counseling, mm-hmm. this is where we must all try to be transparent about anything and everything, who we are, and any issues that there may be, and we can have guidance from someone who is spiritually, in touch with the entity that we want to enter.
Mm-hmm.
So entering a marriage without us not being transparent, sometimes it does happen.
Mm.
You are not protected. I think my point is,
sure.
at times we would enter because we are lovey-dovey, we are in the hype, everyone is happy with the families, we love one another. However, in the middle of it, in community, we discover that one is being pursued by creditors for various reasons from years ago for not having paid this or that. And the next thing, we having a shaky foundation financially, because when we are being pursued legally, they are not just going to say, no, it's for your husband only, because now we are one, right, in terms of the legal system,
sure.
maritally.
Mm.
So they're going to pursue us both, whether you were rich or not, but whatever funds you may have, you are going to end up having to pay for those things. And
sure.
there are a lot of other repercussions, which does not only include, I would say, just the creditors pursuing another person. You know, some of us have companies, some of us have our own businesses.
Mm.
And so you have to define, separate yourselves from the companies as well as the persons. And it's best you protect. It must be seen as a means of protection, not as a means of I don't trust that we will live forever
yeah,
after. I mean,
yeah.
we will live until death do us part. I think we always look at it when we talk about prenuptial contract. It's as if, oh, you don't trust that I will stay in this marriage.
Yeah.
No. It is a way of us as spouses. Let us rather protect one another. Because some of us, I must say, another issue is some of us, we have lived our lives and we... Then God found us, and we are working our salvation daily with fear and trembling.
Oh.
However, we have that life we had. Maybe we have kids with other individuals. So we have all those responsibilities that we have to carry. So imagine, you know, that you have someone who will have to bear all of that, and you may be pursued legally, etc., etc. So
Sis
it's
Penny.
A means of protecting one another as a couple.
Yeah.
It will not be long, Ayanda. Thank you.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Let me ask this question. Thank you so much. Right. Let me ask this question, okay? So should we then advocate, should we then perhaps start looking as Christians at a way of amending legislation so that it encapsulates what marriage looks like from a Christian point of view? And I'll tell you why I'm asking that question. It is because for me, from where I'm sitting right now, why would you marry if you still need legal protection from the person that you are supposed to be one with? Why are you marrying them in the first place? Okay, so let's just hold it right. I know I've just scratched something very serious. Let's cross over, my family. We absolutely must go to the news. We'll spend about 2 or 3 minutes in the newsroom. The lines are buzzing. WhatsApp is buzzing. We are going to come back to this conversation. If you've just joined us, Advocate Molly, the beloved is indeed our guest this afternoon. It's exactly 2 o'clock. We've got a a good news bulletin that we are going to cross over to here on Radio Pulpit, and we will be straight back with this amazing conversation. In the meantime, please do encourage friends and family to join the conversation, my family. It is Heart to Heart here on Radio Pulpit.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.